broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
One second.
Ding, ding.
We on?
Yes.
We're on.
You never pointed at us.
I did, but you were counting at three and then two.
They're teaching my lane to do Mississippis now at school.
Are they doing Mississippis?
Two Mississippi. Yesterday, I'm looking.
You didn't have that in a while.
No, I know. He said, Grandpa, one Mississippi, two Mississippi. I said, what's that? They're teaching us in school. I know, good for them.
Yeah.
Does he know what it means?
Absolutely no clue.
No clue.
No. Well, but we did see deer yesterday.
All right.
See. Welcome to Sports Talk. My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, sitting across from me. Hello, Feely.
Hello, Bubby.
How are you, my brother?
Feeling good.
Looking good. You're looking real good tonight.
Much better tonight.
Yeah, good deal. Sitting over there in the corner, as always, the man, Mr. Randy Bonvillain. How you doing, Rocker? Looking good?
Yeah. Not too bad.
And the guy behind, the man.
The brains of the album.
He is.
Not brains.
The man with the plan.
That's, you're talking about Chuck. Chuck's the brains.
The owner. Operator.
I am operating only the things that Chuck showed me how to do.
No, you are the owner operator of Fort Recovery Radio. That's big.
Yes.
You got business cards?
Yeah.
Can I have one?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Me and Fee need business cards.
FLO Radio.
Look at this. Let me see.
People have to get a hold of me sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why.
I like it.
Like you guys don't know my phone number.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
You got one of his cards?
Yes.
You do? You're special. Hey, we had a great weekend last weekend as far as Fort Recovery goes.
Good weekend.
Our cross-country team kicked it all off on Saturday morning.
Yep.
They traveled to, Neil, what was the name of the place?
Fortress Obetz.
And listening to Chris Shawn's, the traffic sucked.
Oh, yeah.
See that? Took him 40 minutes to get out of the parking lot. He was having a coronary.
Yeah, but you seen the week before he smashed into a deer.
Yeah,
so he's not a real good driver.
Wow.
He is a terrible driver.
Anybody that runs into deer, I'm not calling them a terrible driver.
Why not?
That can happen to a whole bunch of people.
You're thirsty.
Yes.
That's big water.
Yeah, big water.
Big water.
You're going to pee a lot.
Yeah, well, is that a bad thing?
I don't know.
I see you got your little baby water.
I'm a kind of wimp.
Every one of my sips would empty that little baby water.
You're supposed to drink a lot of water.
It's good for you.
Yeah, I know.
Good job. Proud of you.
Thanks. I'm proud of me, too.
Very proud.
Yeah.
Kicked off Saturday with cross-country team at Fortress Obetz Stadium, and the cross-country team competed. And, Fee, they just had a hell of a showing.
Yeah, did great. Did great. Ended up, what did they end up?
12th.
12th, yeah.
And last year, I think, what, were they 13th?
I think they were right in there, I think, yeah, 12th or 13th. I think they went up, moved up one.
No, that's
spot
great.
From last
very
year.
Young, dude. And, very, very young.
Yeah, that's exactly right. No seniors.
Yep.
And I think that I didn't get a chance to talk to Coach, but I would bet she's pretty ecstatic with that.
I would think she'd be pretty happy with
that,
too.
That's a hell of a showing for those kids. And they had a great year. And then on the boys' race afterwards, I think the high camp kid, Trevor, is that his name?
Yes.
He finished like 73rd.
73rd.
So that's really good. And
180 or something like that. 180,
yeah,
90.
Only sophomore.
Like pretty cool.
Very cool. And congratulations to those kids, man. They go out there, and that, you talk about a tough old gig.
They work hard. You see them all over the place.
Yeah.
They're running everywhere.
And they did us proud. And Fort Recovery Radio enjoys following that. We follow it as fans. We follow as fans of Fort Recovery and cross-country team. Good job, kids.
Mm-hmm.
And work hard this off season, and I expect big things next year.
Get back here again.
That's exactly right, because everybody back, and you know them kids will work hard.
They'll work hard.
Yeah, and they got great coaches, and their coaches will make them work hard. So,
yep.
Nice job cross country. Then on Saturday night, we traveled to Anna to play the Rockets there's 32 teams left, and the Indians, went over there, and for the most part, I thought we battled pretty good.
Hanging in there.
Yeah,
a couple big plays got us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that their team speed was a difference. Mm-hmm. I think that, and their special teams was a really big difference. And the Indians got on the board. We was down, I think, 13-0.
Yeah.
And then we got a touchdown to make it 13-7. They run the kickoff back to make it 20. We come down and score.
Right back at them.
Yeah. And I think it was a Homan-to-Homan flea flicker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful play, man. So now it's 2014. And I'm going to say, what minute?
I think it was 40-something seconds.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I don't know if that's when they scored or that's when they got the ball. I think it was under a minute when they got the ball.
I think it was, too. And the big play and that Ambrose kid, is that his name?
Ambrose.
And he had four touchdowns.
Ambrose, yeah. Wow.
All in the first half. And we couldn't stop him. And he got off on the sideline, and we couldn't catch him. And, man, backbreaker. Backbreaker.
Yep. That's a killer.
So we start the third quarter off, and we I think, Spencer, you have to help me out here, but it looked like Troy had a big kickoff return and called back with a penalty.
Yep.
He ran all the way back down to the 8-yard line, the opening kickoff of the third quarter.
Holding or
blocking the back.
Yeah. I
never see that stuff, but Jeff Hobbs and Dave, they usually see that stuff, and I don't think I heard them. I think I heard them saying they didn't see that, but, you know.
Yeah.
So we battled there. We moved the ball, but then they kind of ground us out, and the Indians fall to the Anna Rockets. Indians finish the season 4-7. But you know what, Fee? We're low in numbers, but really big in heart. And I thought the kids played hard all year.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about the seniors. You know, they gave you everything they got. And there's only six of them. But they did give us everything they had this year. And I think Brent, you know, he kind of talked about it at the beginning of the season before it started, that our goal this year is to keep getting better each game. And, you know, I think they did. And by the end of the year, they were pretty confident.
I agree with you. And I thought that those kids got better. And I thought, you know, when you're that low of numbers and you're going into, you know, we win the first two non-league games, and then we get into the Mighty Mac, and the Mighty Mac is just, it's a freaky league.
It is. It's so hard.
And you can't I shouldn't say that. You can't compete. I should say we can't compete in the upper echelon of those teams.
Yeah. Pretty tough.
Yeah. With that low a number. And I think that, and I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that there's been teams that have lower numbers than that, but it is something that you know, when you only have six kids in a class.
Yeah. And then most of them, they're on the field all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get off. You know, I don't just play offense. I don't just play defense. I play everything.
And
you can see that. I mean, you get into the second half, and then, you know, late in the third quarter, going into the fourth quarters, we ran out of gas a lot of times.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like this year we did. And, you know, you do your best, and they're in great shape, but that's a lot of work.
It is. And if you look at it, you know, like we said, we had six seniors. We have a huge eighth grade. We have a huge seventh grade. I think the numbers next year, if we can get back into the 40s.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's going to be a big step. And these kids that we got coming back, we have some nice football players coming back.
We do. We do. And I think the sophomore class really looks like a nice group of them right there. And this eighth grade class, I really like too. And if the kids are listening, these freshmen, they had a tough year this year. You know, when you get your JV schedule canceled on you, you know, because of numbers, don't give up. You know, next year you'll get your playing time back, and football's a fun game. You just got to go out there and play it and have some fun, and I think it'll be a lot better next year.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you know, you got your quarterback coming back. You lose some really good players. Riley Heiser is just an absolute stud. Logan Holmes is a stud.
Yep.
The Kanamke boys are studs. The Evers kid, I absolutely love.
Yeah, he'll give you everything. And the Wendell boy.
Yeah.
I mean, he kicked off, you know, and he played the line, and he made a lot of tackles. You know, those guys did everything they could do.
Yeah.
You know, and like we said, you know, sometimes numbers will get you. But, you know, maybe we'll get them back here for too long.
I'm with you. So we turn the page on the football season. We turn the page on the cross country. We turn the page on volleyball. And on Sunday, our band And you know, we've had Reed Knuth in here, you know, a lot of kids. I know that like Tony LaFever was on here earlier with the library, and her kids are massively involved. And our band had a hell of a year.
Had a great year.
Yeah,
you know, and it's kind of fun seeing them in the, you know, when they got their number, they got their one, you know, and they're in a crowd listening, and they all went crazy. And that's, you know, that's like hitting a buzzer beater, you know, in basketball. You know, it's an awesome feeling, and it fires everybody up. And I loved watching it on the videos. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I agree with you. And now them kids also, you know, they got the pep band, but they also worked their absolute butts off. And I'm sure that they're probably glad to put the old instruments away for a little bit and rest their legs and
take a break.
And take a little break. And congratulations, Coach or Mr. Knuth and the band and all the fall athletes. And they did nothing but make Fort Recovery proud. And that's all we can ask for them. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. It is basketball season.
Hoop time.
And we're going to turn the page. We're going to talk a little bit about the basketball team. And I think that first scrimmage is tomorrow night for the girls. So let's come right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection. Here are just a few items in their freezer section that'll help you save time and money. They have about a dozen varieties of Banquet and Michelina's frozen dinners for just $4 for $5. Packages of Hot Pockets are $2 for $5. They have 8-count packages of Best Choice Burritos for $4.99, and Banquet Pot Pies are $5 for $5. And they have many varieties of ready-to-heat and eat meals from Healthy Choice, Lean Cuisine, and P.F. Chang's. Stop in and check out their selection at Wayne Street Market, your hometown store that saves you more.
This is Chad Guggenbeller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbeller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesday, you can get special prices on our famous wings and draft beers. Wednesday night, get $3 off of any of our large pizzas. And Thursday, you can get our tenderloin basket. On Friday and Saturday evenings, we offer a sirloin steak or all-you-can-eat chicken that both include our salad bar and your choice of potato and a dinner roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern for some great home cooking.
Elf, the musical presented by the Jay County Civic Theater, is coming to Arts Place Wednesday through Saturday, December 8th through the 11th. The cast will include numerous local adults and students, including Fort Recovery band director Reed Knuth, starring as Buddy the Elf. Advance sale tickets are $8 for children and $10 for adults and can be purchased at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland, or you can just call them at 260-726-4809. Tickets purchased the week of the show will be $2 higher. You don't want to miss Elf the Musical, starring our own Reed Knuth as Buddy the Elf, coming up December 8th through 11th at Arts Place in Portland. Get your tickets now. The Fort Recovery American Legion, along with the Red Cross, will be hosting a blood drive on Monday, November 22nd, from noon to 6 p.m. They suggest that you make an appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC to schedule your donation appointment. But walk-ins are welcome. There's always a need for blood, no matter what time of year, so give life and donate blood at the Legion's Blood Drive on Monday, November 22nd, between noon and 6 p.m. and help the Red Cross save lives. Make your appointment now at 1-800-RED-CROSS or at redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
I like the stinger. Hey, we got to give a shout-out.
Shout-out.
Shout-out to Coach Jim Melton. A little under the weather right now. And Coach, we're praying for you, bro. Come back better than ever. But once again, listen to your doctors. Yep. Listen to the doctors.
Get better.
But, yeah, Coach, get better. We open up a scrimmage tomorrow night. girls.
Homeway.
I think it's home.
Really?
No, it's at Lincoln View.
I don't think I've seen a scrimmage schedule at all for boys.
And then the boys have a scrimmage Saturday, National Trail.
Is that right?
I think. I love it.
Yep.
It's that time of year,
boys. Yes, it is. Let's go.
I agree. And you know, I'm optimistic, both teams.
I got to believe I am, too.
You know, you look at that girls' team, and you know, they got Mara, who's just a deer.
She's a deer. She's an athlete.
She is an athlete.
Some kind of athlete.
Whit's a stud.
Yep. She'll be a stud inside.
Gracie can flat out light it up. And you know, that's big for those seniors. She's going to have to have a good year.
Yeah, we're going to need her.
I think that Mandy Hastings' daughter, or Mandy Gerlach.
Yeah, Kennedy.
Kennedy's going to be a nice player.
Very good.
There's some good girls off that JV team. The Wendell girl, I think there's... Is it Alexa? Was that Alexa?
Yeah.
You know, I can't remember.
And Callie's going to be a Callie sophomore.
Wendell. You got Callie Wendell. There's a little darky girl that I really like. Kenzie.
Yeah, there's right? several of them. There's good. Several of them that have a huge amount of potential.
Yeah. And I think there's some new kids that went out. I think somebody said Maddie Guggenbiller went out. And
good.
You know, I know there's some freshmen in there. There's a winning girl. There's a Carly Niekamp. So those kids will be, they'll be solid.
They'll be good.
And I think that's another deal where Holly's numbers are a little lower than what she would want. But, you know, I guarantee you folks, they're going to compete and be fun to watch. And
oh, yeah. They'll give you everything.
I don't care if we don't win a game. Mara Pearson and Whit Ram are fun to watch.
Yes. They are fun to watch. Yeah.
I mean,
They're worth the ticket.
They are. I mean, yep. Mara made plays last year that the athleticism that that kid has.
She can fly.
Yeah, she can fly. And she can finish.
Yep.
You know?
It's one thing to go in there 90 miles an hour.
Yep.
It's another thing to go in there 90 miles an hour and make it.
Yes.
And make it.
Yep. You know, there are a lot of kids that can run.
As a freshman.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, and Holly's sharp, and she's going to say, hey, you turn her loose a little bit here, you know. And
let her go.
Absolutely. But I know they open up at Crestview next week, and that's going to be...
That'll be a toughie.
You ain't a kidding. Crestview's got everybody back, and they beat the absolute bejesus out of us last year up here on Saturday.
Yep.
So that'll be interesting. Yeah, it will be. You know, Coach Melton, he his Indians, and you know, you got Cam Ramon, you got Logan or Owen Judy.
Nice two pieces to start.
Somewhere along the line, we picked up Logan Homan, I believe.
I heard Logan went out. Danny Patch went back out.
Danny Patch is back.
You got the Caleb Evers, who he can play on any of my teams, any sport.
He is a hard worker. Yeah,
that's right. He gonna work his butt off. Landon. Post.
Landon Post would be a good guard.
Got his hair cut, Grandpa told me.
Said he's looking good?
Yeah. Said,
right.
He said
I don't like that. I like
he lost 11 pounds.
I like the hair.
Logan, get his hair cut, yeah?
I think he was getting it yesterday. Actually, Kenny was telling me all the boys were coming in.
That's amazing, some of them lids and boys got. great cabbage top of there. So, I mean, I'm really optimistic about that basketball team. I don't know what our eighth grade was last year. Was it 500 or a little less, maybe?
Yeah, I'd say.
But there's a couple good kids in there that are freshmen.
Yeah,
so,
they're decent.
You know, it all tips off, folks. If you looked at that schedule, I think we open up the day after Thanksgiving, the girls maybe, or the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Saturday after Thanksgiving.
And the boys
come here somewhere.
We don't have a home game until the boys, they maybe are on the road.
The boys open up at South Adams, but South Adams still playing football.
Yeah, so that could get back.
So that, yeah.
Okay, so here's the... The boys and girls kind of conglomerated together.
There you go. So February or November 19th, the girls are at Crestview. And then on Tuesday the 23rd, they're at Versailles. And then on Saturday the 27th, so that's the Saturday after Thanksgiving, the boys go to South Adams.
South Adams was
really good last year. They had a lot of
seniors. They were good. Yes.
But I guarantee you.
They lost a lot, though, I think.
They lost a lot, but. That point guard, which was, his name?
John Shuck's grandson.
Shuck's grandson. Was a player. He was only a junior.
Yeah.
He's got a little moxie in him.
I agree with that, Fee.
Yeah.
So that'll be a tough opener for Coach Melton and his Indians.
Bring your A game.
Bring your A game, boys. Bring it on.
Right out of the chute.
The Buckeyes brought their D-minus game,
last night
against the Akron Zips, but they got a W.
W's big.
You know, the parity in college basketball is just, it's freaking crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it showed that last year. Gonzaga was a step above everybody else, but everybody else. Buckeyes lost first round to Oral Roberts.
Yep. Down we went.
And Buckeyes were like a 2 seed.
And we were pretty good. Yeah, I was going to say.
215? Was that 215, Rocker? You remember or not?
I think it might have been.
Was we a 2 seed last year?
I don't remember what it was, but we were hot. We were noticeably higher than the team.
It was a bad beat.
But I ain't too sure. Didn't they go the next round 1-2? Did they get to
that? Yeah, I think you're right. They got Sweet 16.
Yeah, I think they made Sweet 16.
Yeah, all the games were in Indy, wasn't it?
Yep.
Everybody stayed there.
Am I remembering correctly that, like, last year, the Buckeyes basketball team was streaky, like they won 9 in a row. They lost like 3 or 4 in a row. Then they win 5 in a row.
They had their point guard play last year with Washington and who was a lefty? I can't remember him right now. But they was either tremendous or they sucked.
Oh, they were bad.
And kind of like Rocker's top 10 list.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes he hits a home run.
Tremendous. Sometimes.
And sometimes dud city.
Mm-hmm. Dud. He only does those to make his mediocre ones look great.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, there you go.
Catching on to you.
That's good thinking.
Bond villain.
That's good thinking.
What's it through there? Smiles. Look at that.
It's just gas.
Is it gas? Yeah, is that what it is?
Just like with a baby. They're not smiling. It's just gas.
Yeah. So we got tomorrow's Veterans Day.
Yes.
Veterans Day.
And Fort Carey Radio invites everybody up to the... Now, let's go over this. They have something going on at the park, correct?
Yeah, we don't have anything to do with that.
I mean, are you doing any you doing any live?
No, it's just a very brief ceremony.
Ceremony.
And then they're going to... they're inviting all the veterans out to the Legion.
Okay.
And there'll be a cocktail hour.
At
6 o'clock, there will be a meal for them. And then at around 7 o'clock when we do, I think it's 7:15, we do the Christmas tree lighting at Krenning Park for the community Christmas tree. There'll be a representative of 4 or 5 of the branches of the military who will be placing an appropriate ornament for their branch of the military on the community Christmas tree. So, yeah, and the band will be playing the Star Spangled Banner, and there's going to be some pretty good stuff going on.
I got a shout out to you. I tell you what, and I don't know if we've ever said anything about it or not, but if you noticed all the flags out there with the veterans on them, I think the Pearson girl's the one that was kind of heads that thing up.
Yep.
Well, I just love her for that because I think that's the neatest thing I've ever seen.
I agree with you.
Yep.
I went through other towns and seen it, but boy, it's really neat. You start looking at people, you know who they are.
Yeah.
And how fun it is to see somebody up there and they look identical to their son, you know. It's tremendous.
That is, I agree with
that's
you.
That's good stuff.
What's that Pearson girl's name?
Sophie.
God love you.
God love you on that.
I might put Sophie's name in a hat for Citizen of the Year.
Yep.
There you go.
She could be the youngest
Citizen
recipient
of the Year.
That could be something that even if that doesn't happen, the might even be something that the mayor would recognize.
Yeah.
He should.
Special thing. So
Give her a little special something.
I agree with you.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. I'm with you, Fia. That's good stuff. Let's take a break. We're going to come right back. We're going to get out of early tonight. First of all, I don't feel worth crap. Got my COVID shot. Booster. Did you get the booster yet?
You boosted up?
No, not yet.
I got mine.
Booster.
Did you get it in the butt? Maybe that's why you don't feel so good.
In the can.
In the can.
Got her in the arm.
Oh.
Arm's good.
The Johnson in the arm. I got the Johnson in the arm.
Yikes.
All right.
So, I got enough COVID vaccine in me. Can't
get through you.
No.
No way.
There's no, I'm not scared of COVID.
Bring it on.
But you're not feeling good.
I feel like I got a little bit of headache.
I think I got
can't
COVID.
See your, I got three nipples. Other than that, we'll be right back. Sports Talk about my feet.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero turn in the industry, Ferris Experience Suspension.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Season tickets for the 2021-2022 basketball season are being sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. on days that school is in session. Last year's boys season ticket holders will have until Friday, November 19th to get their reserve seat season tickets. After November 19th, anyone not having a reserve seat or wanting a different seat for the boys' games can go to the high school office and see what seats are available for purchase. Season tickets for the boys' home games are $55 for reserved seats for adults, and student season tickets are $35. If children sit in the reserved seat area, they must also have reserved seat season tickets because all lower-level seats are reserved season tickets. Presale tickets for the boys' home games for adults and students are $7 each. Tickets at the door will be $8 each. And if you're 65 or older, they offer a senior citizen's annual all-sports pass for only $25. That's good for both boys' and girls' home junior high and high school games, but this does not include a reserved seat for the boys' home varsity games. Season tickets for the girls' home games are the same as for the boys, except there will be no reserved seats, $55 for adults and $35 for students. Tickets for the high school girls' basketball games will be $8 for both adults and students at the door, since there will be no presale tickets for the girls' games. For the junior high basketball games, they're selling a winter sports pass that's good for all girls and boys home basketball games and are $25 for adults and $10 for students. Tickets for the junior high girls and boys basketball games will also be available at the door and are $4 for both adults and students. Basketball season is coming soon, so get to the high school office now to get your basketball season tickets.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
Streets so long, singing the same old song. I've heard every line on this early sidewalks of Broadway. Where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get tossed away like a snow in the rain. There'll be a load of compromising on the road to my horizon. And I'm gonna be where the lights come shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Glenn Campbell. Glenn died today, didn't he?
Glenn.
Is he dead?
Glenn died a year and a half ago, didn't he?
Yeah.
Carp. Glenn did?
Hard as carp, yes.
I like Glenn Campbell.
Oh, yeah, he had a nice voice.
He did. He was always a cool dude, too.
Yep.
He was a good dude.
You ever...
True Grit. Great movie.
Yeah.
Glenn.
Go to Johnny Carson and go on there when he's on Johnny Carson with Don Rickles.
Don Rickles.
It's the funniest. It is tremendous. And I think Campbell's drunk. But it's one of the all time.
Half of them people on that show back then were hammered.
Oh yeah, I watched it. Awesome.
Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
Oh, it was awesome.
It Dean Martin and
funny stuff.
I was sitting there thinking, I watch what's his name, Jimmy Fallon, most of the time, but nobody ever has the guests stay for the next guest. They all are.
Yeah.
I think nowadays, even the second tier guests that come on second, well, I'm too big to be hanging around with this guy and being overshadowed by this guy. I need to be you know, I want to be the second guest all by myself. I don't know if that's what it is or if that's how the business is. But
well, Johnny was awesome.
When you get several of them together, it's just...
They're all on the couch laughing wide open.
They're all, you know, you get certain ones, like...
Just wipe
Jonathan Winter.
Oh, yeah.
Rodney Dangerfield. Rickles, those guys.
Rickles is a
classic.
When
they're out there, it doesn't matter who else is on with them. It's just a madhouse, and it is. It make you pee your pants.
They are laughing.
Mayor Kopp checks in, says, "Hello, boys.
Hello, Mayor."
He's looking forward to tomorrow. He said the old town has never looked better, and looking forward to the lighting of the Christmas trees.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
What's that park, Kearing?
Krenning.
Krenning Park.
Yep.
Help me out with the history of Krenning Park.
Well, I used to know it somewhat, but there's somebody actually doing a bit of a history on it, and we'll have the full report on that in the next few weeks, that somebody's actually putting together this whole Krenning thing.
Hmm.
But, you know, Cy Brockman's house used to sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved it back 100 years ago.
Hmm. Cy Brockman's house sat right there.
Yep. You'd think it wouldn't fit. But didn't have the garage on it, but that house sat between those two buildings. And I've seen pictures of it. I don't remember exactly when it was, but I think it was in the 20s. I was thinking it was moved by horses, but it wasn't. It was moved by some sort of truck.
They put the Santa Claus house is in the Morpheus Theater or whatever.
Well, I don't know if the house is going to be in there.
Santa's going to be, though.
Santa's going to be in the Morpheus Opera House during the open house, but after that, he's going to be down at Van Trees Park parking lot where it's been in years past. So
I looked in there. They look great.
Yeah, they want to show off the opera house, they've done with that downstairs, and they've torn out walls. They've done all kinds of stuff.
A classmate of mine, Kim Rammel, just jumped on that, and she's just
pulled by the horns.
She's having the time of her life with that, I think.
Yeah, and they got a lot of women that are involved in that.
Yes, and they are all, and there's a lot of people giving money and time, and that thing's going to happen.
That's going to be awesome.
There isn't any stopping that.
Get her done.
Well, when you get the heavy hitters in it,
that's big.
And you get the people who don't lose.
Yep. They ain't giving up.
And like Kim Rammel, she kind of came out of nowhere. She said, "Hey, I can help out doing something here." And somebody said, "Why don't you do this and this?" And
why don't you head
so
it up?
She did, and all of a sudden she's the president of the Historical Society, I think, and she's kind of in the middle of this, and she is living life. She's loving it, and she's, you know, it's new blood that's really excited, and is great to see.
That's what you got
to have. I seen on Facebook where the Jubilee, I think Jubilee Committee meets, might even be tonight or next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready for 2022. And
get her ready.
And it's
married where you're not.
It's a nonstop deal, folks, in this town. And people just keeps her clicking. And and if you get a chance to go through the park, that is so beautiful. I mean, they got it all lit. You know, it's just going to be a beautiful... The town looks great at Christmas anyway.
Yes,
it does.
Yep. And this just adds to it. And then I've seen that same post you had see on Facebook feed about the Opera House, and they have that thing looking absolutely
awesome. It really does.
And they are going to have tours of the actual Opera House itself. You know, what you guys are talking about is that bottom floor business section. But they're going to have tours of the Opera House on Sunday at 11:30, 12:30, not at 1:30 because the by request is going to have a concert in there from 2:15 to 2:30, and then another one that will be at 2:30, and then another one at 3:30. So basically every hour.
Town's going to be hopping.
It's going to be hopping. Open house Sunday.
Open house.
I'll be up there Saturday.
Now, maybe you didn't understand.
The Christmas open house.
Sunday.
Well, they're doing it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but most of the businesses will just be open their regular hours those nights, except Thursday night they'll be open till 7, but Friday will be regular hours. Saturday will be regular hours, but there's plenty of stuff going on.
Is there any place in town that sells men's underwear?
Not that I know of.
Nope.
Not that I know of.
Did you soil yourself?
No, I just need some underwear.
I guess you're driving to Cincinnati.
Why do I got to go to Cincinnati to get underwear? I can get
Walmart.
Big shopping spot. Oh, okay. I forgot about that. I don't go there.
You don't go to Walmart?
Why would I?
You go to Dollar General?
No.
Go to Old Fort?
Old Fort.
Or the Wayne IGA?
Yes.
I go in there this morning. They got the best donuts.
They do got good donuts. You got me onto that one. Every Saturday, I bring the boys down donuts.
Yeah.
Are
good.
Do you go in there? Are you a coffee drinker? They have all
I
this
am not, but they got all the other stuff.
Yeah, they got all kinds of coffee stuff. Coffee people love going in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, my guys, and this is no kidding. Like, I got about four guys at the mill that work for me.
Uh-huh.
Matt Rickard has lost 13 pounds drinking the energy drinks out of the...
At the Fort Nutrition?
At the Fort Nutrition.
Fort Nutrition.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, he always comes in and he says, try this one. I can drink them.
Ooh.
They taste like they're nothing but sugar, but they're not.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's something that they...
Yeah.
Probably not. I don't know.
I ain't tried one yet.
I'm...
There's some nutrition drinks. There's some energy drinks. There's all
the milkshakes. I'd rather drink Rocker's Zit Juice.
Yummy.
See, you're not selling their milkshakes.
Attention,
very well,
Kmart shoppers. Puke on aisle 5.
They're terrible.
You gotta clean
I don't
that.
Like them warm milk. I don't like them.
Warm milkshakes?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know anything. I never heard of such a thing. So I'm going to guess it's not really a warm milkshake. What do they call them?
They're energy shakes or something.
Yeah.
If I'm going to drink a milkshake, it's got to be cold.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yep. But them guys are sold on them, and they're not that expensive. Like $14 for 10 ounces.
Not that expensive.
That's not that expensive. I saw their price list. It's like I think I saw somebody walk out of there
and all with my 401k.
I saw somebody walk out of there with a because I was in there getting ready to record the commercial for the open house. They got a big. Latte something or other, a big, like, I think it was a 32-ounce, looked like a slushy, but it was one of those energy drink sort of things, yep. And some tea things, $14.
Yeah, that's
two giant drinks and a $6 thing with several different teas.
Next week, I'm bringing everybody in one.
Oop, we're trying one.
Yeah, how late they open? They open like at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you wouldn't believe I'll be 1 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. Most days they close middle of the afternoon. It's not a nighttime thing.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. You had one yet?
No.
Why?
I believe their main supplier is Herbal Life.
That's a cigar tournament.
Cigar.
Wasn't he at Herbal Life?
Meatball.
I don't know. That was a bee flying by.
That's a big one, too.
Well, upset stomach there.
That's it. That ain't right.
Well, you might need some of the nutrition drinks to get that gizzard calmed down a little bit.
Get that baby cleaned out.
Get that colon settled.
Well, boys, I got something to promote.
Oh, no. If this is stupid, I'm going to knock you out.
No, this is
big.
This is right up you boys' alley. And not to mention this show. Tomorrow is the top 10 all-time greatest quarterbacks.
Okay.
Wait.
In the history of NFL football?
Who's number one?
NFL.
So I got to wait, or are you going to throw us a bone?
Bart Starr.
Well, he's on the list, yes.
Number one.
Tom Brady.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Well. Is he number one?
Yes.
He probably should be.
Who was that crazy guy that played for the Bears? Jim?
He didn't make the list. He didn't.
McMahon. Yeah, he's crazy.
Oh, he was awesome.
I'd say Peyton Manning's probably in there somewhere.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Peyton Manning's great. I love Peyton Manning. Love him to death.
Tim Couch didn't make the list, by the way.
Timmy didn't?
Gouchy.
Or Johnny Manziel.
Johnny.
What about any old-time Browns?
Speaking of that, I got some shout-out to the Bengal fans.
Harold, that was mean. That was
how about that? Huh?
That was.
I kind of loved that Sunday. I ain't gonna lie.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I don't root against other teams because that's not what
that
I do.
That was a shocker.
Except for that one.
Well, maybe that game I might have rooted against them, but Browns were tremendous.
Oh, by the way, since we're talking Browns, me and Fee talked about this before. Odell Beckham, released by the Browns.
Adios.
He sucks. Odell.
I agree. That whole way that went around, that was terrible. And it was so funny because nobody wanted him. We couldn't trade him because nobody wanted him.
Nobody
but he will have. He'll have 1,000 yards.
Let him. I don't care.
I don't care either.
I absolutely do not want
So why didn't we like him?
Well, he's hurt. First of all, he's always hurt.
Yeah, he was hurt all the time.
And he wasn't a team player.
No.
He's like a rocker up here.
I'm a team player.
Are you?
Superstar.
When I'm awake, sometimes.
Ain't very often.
Not too often.
Hey, you was up early this morning. I've seen you wishing birthdays early.
Oh, yeah. When my alarm doesn't fail me, I'm ready to go.
Ready to go?
What time do you get up in the morning?
5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I got a birthday of my daughter-in-law, Kelsey.
Oh, yeah.
Turned 28 yesterday.
Wow. She still looks like she's 18.
Yes, sir.
She's beautiful. She's a beautiful woman.
Calm down, Neil.
No, she is beautiful. I mean, some people you just say are beautiful, and she's darn damn beautiful. You agree with that?
Yes.
Pretty girl.
I agree. Cody is, he outkicked his coverage. Cody is not pretty.
Nope.
He's not smart. He's dumb as a bag of hammers.
He's smart enough to marry Kelsey.
No, he got that because he's got a lot of money. Cody Feely is loaded.
I'll be damned.
He worked like a Hastings for a while.
Yeah.
Sell cars.
Made a lot of money.
Yeah, stole money out of the register.
There you go.
That's why Harold came by cars. Cody has all his money.
He got money.
He got a dime in his name.
So, quarterbacks. I'm looking at a couple here that might be somebody you want to think about. Roger Staubach?
Yes.
Roger.
Dandy Don Roger. Meredith?
No.
Didn't make the cut.
What did Dandy Don sing? Thanks for the memories.
No. Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Dandy Don and Howard Cosell. Well, Terry Bradshaw.
Nah, he didn't make it.
Oops.
He won four Super Bowls.
93 Super
Hello,
Bowls.
Is this on?
Hello.
He won four Super Bowls.
Might want to put him in the old list.
Well, you can change your list.
No, don't you dare change it.
No. Hold up in that car wash. Well, and he does have three hot daughters, too, by the way. So I might put him on the list. Unfortunately, that means I got to take one out. So the tough choice
top
is...
Top 10? How many did you go?
10.
Top 10's tough.
So that means...
Brian Seif?
I mean, Peyton Manning's got to be number two. It's got to be Tom Brady, Peyton Manning.
Drew Brees?
No, Drew Brees got a scar on his face.
Otto Graham.
Yep.
No.
Huh?
No. Otto Graham. Nobody's going to remember who that
was. No, that's
doesn't
right.
Doesn't matter Thank if they remember.
Nobody remember him, but he's awesome.
He was.
Hey.
Joe Namath, Broadway Joe.
He's overrated.
He won the Super Bowl.
Called it. Called his shot.
He did call his shot.
Called his shot.
Snake? Is a snake on there?
Stabler. No.
Ken Stabler?
Jim Plunkett.
He's not on it.
How about from, I believe, might have been...
Fran Tarkington?
Fran Tarkington has to be one. How about Y.A. Tittle from back in the 60s? He was awesome.
You ain't got one guy. He's got Kozar, Boomer Science, and I'm going to kill you.
You're going to enjoy it tomorrow.
I will enjoy it. That's what we like. I like when I get.
There's going to be some surprises.
It's a trailer.
Yes.
Throw out a little teaser for us.
A little teaser.
Obviously, there's going to be the one person that I guarantee you this one here is going to tell me, he ain't really safe.
You can't say that, Neil, can he?
He did. I'm going to now have work to do.
Yeah. He was hoping to get out here early tonight, too. Yeah.
There's eight people listening.
Yeah, but 1,000 listening.
Thousands listening in the archives. This wonderful radio show.
Yes, sir.
Next Wednesday night, we got Bill and Jack coming up.
Joe Montana.
We're going to talk about our Christmas show.
We're going to talk Christmas show.
Christmas show?
And
that next week?
Next Wednesday night. Yep. So,
about the Christmas show? Okay.
Yep. So I think we're going to do it at 7 o'clock. Okay. We're just going to kind of have a whole night of it, and we're going to get Chuck up here.
Oh, maybe okay. I didn't know that.
You got anybody coming in?
Well, we were going to have the WOW people come in and talk about their toe and go.
That's fine. But have them come in. We can do it after that.
Yeah. Okay.
That'll work out good. So
we can do it.
Next Wednesday will be Christmas show talk.
Christmas show.
Because guess what? We're a month away. Because
it's a really big show.
We want to thank everybody for listening tonight.
Yes, sir.
We will be back next Wednesday night to talk Christmas show, Fort Recovery, fall sports. Guys did good. We're proud of you.
Absolutely.
Let's turn a page.
And get out here to the big show. This weekend, Veterans Day tomorrow.
Christmas open house.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's great.
It's great day to be in Fort Recovery.
You know the sunshine, man, in the room, man. I'm pretty good at that, ain't I?
You are good.
It's beautiful.
I don't know too many words of the songs.
Okay, man.
Not from my way. You got that one down.
That's the only song I know.
Got that one down.
I can sing the crap out of that.
He got that, baby.
This one here knows you lost that love and feeling.
He knows Teddy Bear better. Teddy Bear's your best song.
Teddy Bear.
Yeah, no doubt. We might bring that out.
Little sister
did that one to Carrie a couple times.
He done her all. Folks, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Next week.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.